Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
One, two, three, four.
I'm at the end of my road.
You said it'd be blessed with who you said I'd be.
son, you don't have to live so rough. Caroline died, she told me, son, you don't have to live so rough. I'll fix you up a mojo, then you can strut your
detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Oh, at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. alright, I'll just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition, I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Well, alright, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. 'Cause I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. Suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
Yeah.
say the only way to make a change, you better be on time and stand in line with a thousand other people.
And it's a crime for you to opt out.
Yeah, be at the polls and know exactly which hole to fill.
You better learn how to participate. We got a place for those that don't support the state.
We can trade you a number and a seal for your name and your face.
Record. I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react. I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Queen. knew I was trouble, sleeping with ghosts, stretching out on the sheets, writhing my toes, my hips pressed into the mat. I was with an invisible man, an invisible man.
University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Mr. Blue. We'll be right back. stop it.